Diana, Her Last Love by Kate Snell. Read by Caroline Langrish. Forward. Where were you when Kennedy was assassinated? The murder of the American president on the 22nd of November 1963 was one of those seminal moments for a generation. Yet by and large, it held most resonance for Americans themselves. 17 years later, the murder of former Beatle John Lennon on the 8th of December 1980 evoked similar questions and similar feelings of the end of an era. Yet nothing has quite succeeded in bringing the planet together in collective shock and grief as the tragic death on the 31st of August 1997 of Diana, Princess of Wales. Where were you when you heard the news of Princess Diana's death? We know who John Kennedy was. We already understood the genius of John Lennon. Their untimely deaths immortalized them, but did not redefine them. Before the car crash in Paris, most people in the world had developed an opinion about Diana. Yet the moment they learnt of her death, a process began in which the princess was redefined. We had taken her for granted. Now she was gone. After the shock came a new appreciation of her life, and a tremendous sorrow for the sadness surrounding much of her existence. We suddenly realized that we hardly knew her at all. Inevitably, and almost immediately, the conspiracy theorists ran amok. It was the Marilyn Monroe syndrome revisited, and doubtless such fantasies will be regularly returned to over the years. Most people, however, do not want to dwell endlessly on the circumstances of Diana's death, but rather want to...